Unit 2. Dialogue. Language function. Expressing certainty, uncertainty. Mary proposes to have a get-together at Ms. White's house. What do you think of that?
I think it's a good idea. But it will cause Ms. White a lot of trouble.
We can go there early and help with all the work.
I'm still not certain whether it's suitable.
Oh, you mean we may disturb the neighbors?
That's the problem.
How about having the meeting in our classroom?
It's not as good as Ms. White's house. Let's talk over the matter with Mary and Judy, okay?
Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose an appropriate response to what you've heard. 1. I'm not sure whether he will like the pen I bought for him.
2. Florence Nightingale did not want Emily to be a lady, even when she was a child.
Three, Mrs. Mills is certain that skipping breakfast is good for her health.
Four, I'd like to have your opinion on living in the suburbs.
Five, I'd appreciate it if you could go there earlier to help with the work. B. For each of the following groups of sentences, you'll hear only one sentence. Find the one which is closest in meaning to the sentence you have heard. 1. I saw her practicing the violin.
2. He came over to our house just the other day.
3. Sydney had his tooth removed.
4. The shops are closed for the night.
5. I thought you weren't coming to class today.
6. No sooner had the storm started than all the lights went out.
7. He's planning a graduation party for his sister on the 20th of next month.
8. The bookstore is out of textbooks for French 102.
9. I cannot deny that I was awful in the play.
10. You are going to finish school this semester, aren't you?
Eleven. Shouldn't we be thinking about leaving for work?
12. Her family was pleased by her thoughtful gift.
Text: The Lady of the Lamp. New words and expressions. Florence Nightingale.
Florence Nightingale.
Duty.
Duty.
Nursing.
Nursing.
The Crimean War.
The Crimean War.
Dirt.
Dirt.
Smell.
Smell.
Officer.
Officer.
Lip.
Lip.
Dangerously.
Dangerously.
Kiss.
Kiss.
Shadow.
Shadow.
Be a lady, dear. That's what we want. How many times pretty young Florence Nightingale heard these words from her father and mother. But for her, being a lady was not enough. She wanted to do something to help others. As a child, she felt that visiting sick people was a duty and a pleasure. She enjoyed helping them. As often as she could, she visited hospitals in other countries. She saw so much suffering that she knew she must help. At last, her mind was made up. "I'm going to be a nurse," she decided. She went to learn nursing in Germany and France. When she returned to England, Florence started a nursing home for women. Here she did everything, from washing floors to giving her patients new hope. During the Crimean War in 1854, many soldiers were wounded or became ill. News reached England that they were receiving little care. Florence went with 38 nurses to the field hospitals. What they saw there was even worse than they had expected. Dirt and death were everywhere to be seen and smelled. She found it very difficult to teach the officer there how to run a hospital. Florence used her own money and some from friends to buy clothes, beds, medicines, and food for the men. Her only pay was in smiles from the lips of dying soldiers. But they were more than enough for this kind woman. She fell dangerously ill herself, but she did not stop working. Even late at night, she could be seen walking with a lamp past each bed. The soldiers often kissed her shadow as the Lady of the Lamp went by. After the war, she returned to England and was honored for her services by Queen Victoria. But Florence said that her work had just begun. She raised the money to build the Nightingale Home for Nurses in London, and she asked the young girls to learn nursing there. She also wrote a book on public health, which was printed in several countries. Florence Nightingale died at the age of 90, still trying to serve others through her work as a nurse. Indeed, it is because of Florence Nightingale that nurses are honored today.